You're listening to All Things Considered on 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. A fish species that's been notably absent from North Carolina waters for nearly 70 years is making a return. More than 3,000 lake sturgeon were released into the French Broad River near Hot Springs, north of Asheville, last week. A similar release was planned there today. Overfishing, pollution, and other factors killed off the species in most areas, including North Carolina, decades ago. Today, native lake sturgeon populations in the U.S. are found only in New York State, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. The Western North Carolina release is part of a larger effort to restore the lake sturgeon in several states. Joining me to talk about this is Stephen Jackson. He's with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and runs the Edenton National Fish Hatchery in eastern North Carolina. Hi, Mr. Jackson.
Hello, Mark. Good to talk to you.
So the lake sturgeon, this is not your everyday fish. Beginning with size, these are really big fish, right?
The lake sturgeon, they will live to over 100 years old, and they can reach a length of 8 feet. They'll be about 200 pounds
Wow.
when they're full grown.
Okay. And to give us a feel for this fish, what kind of fish is the lake sturgeon?
The lake sturgeon is a very ancient breed of fish. They were around during the dinosaurs and actually predate many of the dinosaurs that we're very familiar with. It's an armored fish because these primitive fish didn't have scales, as we know for most of our fish. Instead, they have armored bony plates on them. And the lake sturgeon is a specialized bottom feeder. It has sensitive barbels on its snout and roots along the bottom. And the bulk of its food, even though it's so large, the bulk of its food are things like aquatic insects, mussels, crayfish, small fish.
And the last known presence in North Carolina of this species was in the mountains north of Asheville in the French Broad River area in 1946.
That's right, 69 years ago.
What happened?
Well, the populations declined because they're slow growing and they take about 15 to 20 years to reach sexual maturity. So when the populations are impacted, it takes them a long time to recover. And they had a combination of dams being built, overfishing, and pollution, as well as habitat destruction. And they really took a hit in the 1940s when, because of World War II, the American supply of Russian caviar was cut off. So fishermen turned to native stocks of sturgeon and the equally ancient paddlefish, and pretty much overfished them.
Well, Mr. Jackson, why is it important to try and bring the lake sturgeon back to a stronger presence in around the country and here in North Carolina?
Lake sturgeon are very popular with sport fishing. Right now, the only place in the country you can actually sport fish for them is in Wisconsin, where there is a remnant, very healthy population. In fact, the fish that we stocked into the French Broad River, and we're also stocking some more today, came from Wisconsin. Their parents were caught there, surgically had about a quarter of their eggs extracted, then they were sutured back up and released back into the wild to continue spawning normally. And that portion was brought down here.
And what about this fish in relation to the environment?
Lake sturgeon are a very good indicator of your ecosystem health. And since the days, 69 years ago, the rivers have been cleaned up quite a bit. Back then, it would have been harder, much harder, to restore a population, especially with vulnerable young fish. But since the rivers have been cleaned up, they've got a ready-made place where they can grow and expand and continue to be, in essence, a canary in a coal mine for us. To tell us how well the river systems are doing.
Very interesting. Am I missing anything?
Other than that it's a great day for North Carolina, it's nice to have a new species back in town after almost 70 years.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty exciting to people in the fish and wildlife business.
It's exciting for us because we're located in the northeastern part of the state. We're the only federal fish hatchery in the state. And the bulk of our production is striped bass, blueback herring, and American shad. So getting into the sturgeon program is quite exciting for us as well.
Well, Stephen Jackson with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, thanks very much.
You're quite welcome, Mark. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.